Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas to you. I am delighted that you all are here. My name is Cheryl Gallardo. I'm one of the pastors on staff, and I want to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service, my favorite service of the year. I love seeing the families come together, people coming in from out of town, people we haven't gotten to meet before, some we only see once a year. And so we are delighted that y'all are here, especially if you're visiting and it's your first time. Welcome to Second B. We are so thrilled to be here this Christmas Eve with you all tonight. It's going to be a beautiful service. And parents, I want to give you a chance to rest assured right now. We love the noises. We love the squirms. It's in the early service. We had a little boy walk up and just sit right here by the stage. And it was so precious and so sweet. And he was so perfect. We are so delighted that your children are in this service. Don't stress. We want to hear their noises. It's just perfect and precious for this special night. Please remember, if you purchased a poinsettia and you'd like to take that home with you tonight, you're more than welcome to grab from here, anywhere around the church that you see them. We'd love for you to take those home if you want to. If you want to wait until tomorrow, we'd be glad for you to do that too, but they're yours to take when you're ready. And remember that tomorrow we only have one 10:45 a.m. service, and so we'd like to see you then or next Sunday too at 10:45 too. So we look forward to hearing all about your family celebrations. Now let's just take a moment and be ready for the service that we have tonight. May the Lord of Light be with you all.
To stand in spirit or in stature and continue to worship together joyfully. The impossible is about to happen in a stable. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the evening when creation stood still and held its breath. For God was doing the most unbelievable thing.
This evening, God embraced humanity from inside and loved us from birth to death.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
Joyful.
pray with me. God of light, we praise your holy name. We are so grateful that what we have been waiting for this Advent season is here. Lord, thank you so much for sending your Son in human form so that we could learn to love and to live like Christ. God, we thank you for the ultimate sacrifice that you have given to us in your Son. We pray for these friends here tonight, Lord. We are so grateful to be here together to celebrate this Christmas. We pray for those who are missing some tonight, Lord. Be with those family. God, we thank you for the joy that we get through Christmas. Help us to spread this joy with those that we come in contact with. God of hope, peace, joy, and love, go with us this day and every day. In your Son's most holy name, I pray. Amen. Thank you. You guys may be seated. I'd like to invite all the boys and girls that are here to come down to the front for children's time today. I can't wait to talk to y'all. Hey, come on down. I'm glad y'all are here. Here they come. Hi, Tucker. Hi, Ella. Come on in. Glad y'all are here. All right, Olivia. Dax, y'all scoot in, all right? I'm gonna get a little bit closer so we can have a good conversation right here. There you go, perfect. Hi, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I like your shirt. Yeah, thanks y'all for coming to Children's Time. Merry Christmas to you. Are you excited? Are you ready? Yeah? Yeah, is everything ready at your house? Yes? Has anyone gotten to open any presents yet? Oh, a few have. You did too. Okay, but the rest of you, you're going to be doing some damage tomorrow, right? Really tearing into it tomorrow for sure. Yes? You might even. Oh, I hope not. I hope not. I hope the gift stays safe after you do all the ripping. Okay, did any of you make cookies today? Are we ready with that? Oh, you're going to make them after you get. We better make this quick then. You got to make some cookies and got stuff to do. Okay. The debate I'd like to know is, does Santa only drink milk at your houses? No. Okay, Santa likes some...
We might
Coffee. Santa likes coffee because Santa's at the, every house that Santa goes to. If Santa had milk at every single house, whew, his belly would be feeling kind of sickly right by the end. Sometimes he's got, we heard Coke in the earlier service. Definitely good. Dr. Pepper was a big one. So it's exciting. What'd you say, Ella? Pizza. Wow, Santa gets some good. It's like a whole progressive meal on Christmas Eve. I like it. Well, I am so glad you guys are here for Children's Time tonight, and I can't wait to hear when you come back after Christmas, all the excitement. But tonight, I wanted to share with you something that a friend of mine gave to me 3 years ago for Christmas. A friend that goes to this church, her name is Beth, and she gave me this book, and it's called A Savior is Born, and it's the Christmas story told in rocks. Isn't that cool? Something so simple. Sometimes we make this Christmas story really complicated, right? And it takes a long time to tell the story. And for tonight, I wanted us to tell it in a very simple, beautiful form through y'all and through the story. And Addie's going to help me with the pictures. And I wanted you to see this story in this book. And they're on the screen, too. So if you can't see the pages in the book, you can definitely see the screen. Okay, we show our first picture, Addison. Look what happens first in our story. Maybe. Let's see. Click the arrow again. Let's see. There we go. All right, what's happening with... See the woman on the ground? Her name is... Mary, okay, the star of the show, right? Mary for now. She's the star for now. All right, and who's talking to her?
Angel.
It's an angel. And you know what that angel is saying? That angel is saying, hey, Mary, do not be afraid. Something really, really, really great and awesome is going to come upon you. And we have chosen you. Can you imagine how scary but how amazing this must have felt for Mary, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's such a beautiful story already. Okay, let's go to our next screen for me. Okay, and then look what happens. Mary and Joseph, that's her soon-to-be husband, Joseph, right? And Mary is pregnant, and Joseph is right there with her. But I want you to look and see what is right above their head. What do you see? A heart. And what does that heart mean? Love, right? We know that love is coming in this beautiful form. You can see that rock that shows Mary that she's pregnant. We know that love is coming. Okay, please go to our next screen. All right, and so then where did they have to go? Do you remember they had to ride on this donkey for a long time? They had to travel.
To Bethlehem.
They had to go to Bethlehem. They had to be registered. And so they took her on this donkey, and they went a really long way. They were following instructions. And poor Mary, she's probably very uncomfortable, but they don't even look like they're complaining. They're just going and they're doing what the angel told them to do. Okay, let's go to the next screen. And they show up in Bethlehem, and they see the city right in front of them. Can you imagine how daunting this was? And what are they going to look for when they get to Bethlehem?
A place to stay.
Yeah, a hotel, a place to stay. They are looking for, and what happens when they get to the hotel?
It's full.
They say, we're sorry. We don't have a place for you, but guess what we do have that you can use if you need to? Yes, they say, go ahead and go out into our manger. Let's see. Hold on. There it is. All right. They go out in Bethlehem into the manger, and Mary and Joseph are very honored to bring forth this baby of love. Let's go to the next page. And right there in the manger, the Savior of the world, look at the magic that's happening over baby Jesus's face. And you can already see how amazed they are in this beautiful child, right? Just through the rocks in the story. Okay, the next page. And then what happens out in the sky, y'all? The stars show. And what do we know about one of those stars?
The big one.
Yes, the big one, Dax. That's exactly right. The big one was really important, and it was really bright, and they could see it from wherever they were. And we come to these other people that are out there. And who are these people outside? Do you remember who those people were? They were just doing their job. Yes, they were the shepherds. They were just doing their job. And then another one of those angels appears to the shepherd. And do you remember what the shepherd says? I mean, what the angel says to the shepherds? Do not be
afraid.
Again, do not be afraid. They have really great news to tell this shepherd, right? The angel is so excited to share this beautiful news. And so the angel talks to the shepherds. And then, along with that one angel, who joins the angel in the sky? A bunch of angels. And what are they singing about?
Jesus.
Yeah, they're singing glory, right? Because they know that this king is coming in the form of a baby. And the angels are all celebrating in the sky, right? Okay, next. And one is going to, yeah, they're going to sing about the baby. And so the shepherds decide, okay, the angels said we should go. We're going to go, and we're going to go see this baby. And they show up. And what does everybody do before the king?
Rejoice.
Yeah, they rejoice and they worship and they honor this baby, this beautiful baby Jesus. And y'all, think about how pure and how innocent and how small this tiny baby was. And they already know that this is something super great. We go on to the next. And then the story will continue in a while. Now, we know, we learned in Sunday school that this story doesn't go on right away. But we've been watching these magi in our building travel around the building. And those people bringing their gifts, they're going to travel from a long ways. And they're going to follow this star. And they are kings. And they know that they're coming to bow down before the one true king that has come in the form of love. Yes, the three wise men. That's exactly right, Ren. And so I wanted you to see this story. That's the last slide, Addison. And out of the story comes this baby. And what do we learn from baby Jesus? Jesus taught us how to
explode.
For certain, Dax. I'm so glad. I love the answers. Definitely to explode. Explode with, what do those rocks look like, y'all?
Hearts.
Yes, we should explode with
love.
That's exactly what I was going for, Dax. Thanks for helping us get there. So tonight, when you go home, I would like for you to take a rock with you. And on these rocks, say love. And you can remember this story, so simple, told about a perfect baby boy who came to love us all and the love that will never go away from us. And I can't wait for you to come back here in the next few weeks and tell me all about your magical Christmases tonight. Sleep well. Have a very great Christmas tomorrow and have fun with your families. Let's pray, and I will give you, Addison and I will give you rocks before you leave. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the excitement for Christmas. We thank you for our patience and waiting. And we thank you for this perfect baby boy who came to be with us and to show us how to love and explode with joy. We love you. Amen. Okay, let's please get a love rock, and you may go back and sit with your family. Here's some. Will you pass out for me?
Thank you, O God, for this day and the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of a baby, a gift of pure love, a baby that became a child and then a man. Help us to love like a child loves. Help us to love like that child loved. For in doing so, we will reflect the light and life-giving light that you've instilled in every one of us, that we may be instruments of peace for our love and peace from each of us and all of us will bring love and peace to the world. A Christmas miracle. We ask it in the name of pure love. Amen.
Please stand as we read the gospel. This evening's Christmas story will be taken from the second chapter of Luke, the first part, verses 1 through 4. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went, also from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. Be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Mountains.
Thank you, Casey and Larry. Thank you, Bells. It's just beautiful. Thank you for doing that. And thank you, Pastor Cheryl. What a beautiful word. And I want to welcome you to Second Baptist Church. It's just an honor, a joy to celebrate the arrival of Christ with you. And so from me to you, thank you for sharing your evening with us, your Christmas with us. And from my family and from my spiritual family, Second B, to you all, a Merry Christmas. We are very near to ending a year of gratitude in which we as a community have leaned in to learn how gratitude is in fact an incredible spiritual practice. And so I commend to you, particularly maybe for those who are feeling maybe a little disconnected spiritually, I think the words thank you, the words said thank you to other people, and as well the words thank you said to the presence of God, is about as good of a prayer as there is, which is, in essence, what we do here, this Nativity feast. We say thanks be to God for that which has arrived, that which is beyond our control, that which was given. And secondly, and I think this is absolutely pretty incredible, if I don't say so myself. By the way, my wife hates it when I do this in a sermon. But I imagine that the very presence of God sees you just the way that you are, not in some way fixed up and not in some way where you did X, Y, or Z to make it just right. I think that the very presence of God sees you. And God says to you, thank you for being you. And so much religion, I think, says, you know, you've got to do all this before God appreciates. No. And this is why I believe that the Christ would come near. Because God delights in you just the way that you are, just the way that you do your thing. God says, thank you. Thank you for being you. That was none of that was in the manuscript. That was a free sermon, just so you know. This Christmas story proclaims what I imagine is the deepest, is the truest, is the most robust aspect of all of reality. And the reason why we can celebrate these things year after year is that Christmas is not to be understood. Easter is not to be understood. It's endlessly understood. That's why we experience it year after year. And I believe that the claim of Christmas is revolutionary. I believe that the claim of Christmas is absolutely radical, which is what we spend most of our year discussing, how revolutionary and how radical it is. And because this claim of Christmas is, in fact, so deep and so true and so complex and yet so simple, just as Pastor Cheryl mentioned, I've asked a friend to help truly explain this claim of Christmas for us this evening.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for an announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Oh, my God. Santa here? I know him. I know him.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep the receipts.
Way better than the soccer video we watched last week. Amen. The claim of Christmas is, in fact, revolutionary. The claim of Christmas is, in fact, radical. And what I feel touched by this evening, and what I'd like to encourage you with, is that the claim of Christmas is real. That the Christ has come near. Just as Buddy the Elf proclaiming to all of creation, Santa is coming here, the real thing. And you can know personally, Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with all things. Emmanuel, God has come near. Emmanuel, God is right here. And my hope for you, my hope for this world is that maybe tonight, maybe sometime in the next 30 hours, maybe sometime this week, maybe sometime in the next year, that you can just be reminded that the presence of God, that the fullness of heaven, true hope, true peace, true joy, true love has come near and is with you now and always. Would you join with me and let us pray that truth? Emmanuel, God, you are with us. Emmanuel, God, you are with all things. Emmanuel, God, you have come near. Emmanuel, God of all creation, you are here.
Purely pure love.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to all, for Christ the Savior is right here.
Christmas.